Look at back in the day, old famous officers and stuff. They're just like 5'8", but they're like barrel chested. You know, they're just so strong right in here.
See, Major, please.
So try and stay real big. Don't feel out of alignment. Just try and stay big. Oh, one, two, three. Let go of the breath, so then you keep this relaxed, and then you inhale again. Oftentimes it'll be instead of and then the gesture of the inhale. So try and think of it as like you inhale, you sing, you let go, you inhale, you sing, you let go. Don't just keep singing through tension. C major, please. I sigh to sing.
I sigh to sing.
Let go.
I sigh to sing.
Let go.
I sigh to sing.
Let go.
I sigh to sing.
Awesome. Thanks, Emma. You may or may not remember this. It's not the inhale you should think about. Well, it is, but a lot of times when people want to, all of a sudden I see a lot of chest going, I'm breathing now. No, it's more about taking a nice, easy, low breath, fill up with no tension, and then control the exhale. That's what good singing's about, controlling the exhale for 16 beats. So we'll do a real quick exercise on this. Can I have a C, please? You're just going to go, and off on nine. Sing for eight, off on nine. One, two, three. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Pretty easy, right? Now do 12 off on 13. So you got to slow the exhale. Don't breathe in more. Slow the exhale. Control it from your muscles. 1, 2, 3. 10, 11, 12. Done. I should be done. All your air. You should be totally out of air then. Have nothing left in your body, because then your body's ready to kick in here. So 16. This is like big boy stuff. Four measures and four times, 16 beats. That's what everyone's goal should be. Okay, so you got to slowly exhale. Don't take more air in. Slowly exhale. 1, 2, 3. A lot of you can do that. It's actually fairly easy. What happens when you get into a song, you forget all of that. You just breathe, let it out, breathe, let it out. You forget how far do I have to go in one breath. Right? Okay? Good. Can we sing Shropshire Lad, please? You're going to be so excited. I brought my friend Dr. Beat tonight. Who's excited? Come on. Best up. You are. Yeah, you don't sound excited. Okay, so listen. Walking in the moon along my soul. That's the beat. I'll turn some buzz I can a lot louder in my house. In Ledger, when I taught, I had a big speaker, and it was so loud.
Is that 88?
This is 88. Emma B, 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
good things. Hey, top of the last page, just circle where it says slower, so that is actually going to be a little bit slower. But then you go back to tempo. White in the moon, the long. You know, put a circle around the fermatas or something so you're not surprised by them. Top of five, you were surprised by that fermata. Fermata is that little bird's eye. That circle with the dot, that means hold. Good. Bottom of page three, this is measure 18 to 19, dust pursue. Gosh, can you do something, write something in your music where we don't have that space between the word dust and the word pursue? Moonlit dust pursue. I hear moonlit dust pursue. It needs to be dust pursue. Think of it as one thought. Then you put like a little phrase mark in there or something. Put like, look at everybody, like a little phrase mark, right? So you know not to breathe there. Okay? Yeah, Rick.
No, same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Measure 14. We're going from mezzo forte to mezzo.
Let me get to this now. So now we put Dr. Beat with it, right? And we talked about some of the nuts and bolts that we're not quite doing yet. But really the thing we're going to do one more time and put it away, right? Just a review piece. We want to think a lot about how to make it more musical, not just correct. Oh, I need to say one more, like, a technique thing. Sopranos, remember, when you descend, you have to tune higher. Kill us on measure 7, measure 11, measure 14, 15. Anytime it has that da-da-da, every time you're descending, you're just getting out of tune. Now, on the bright side, it's getting better because you're out of tune, but you listen to the piano and you kind of fixed it, at least, which is something you didn't do a year ago. So that's good. But just keep singing in tune. Keep singing in tune. So pay more attention to the dynamics. And can everyone take their preferred hand, either hand they want, and go like this. And go like this. That's not in the piece yet. What's in the piece now is this. White in the moon, the long road. Try and feel that it's one thought and you're just kind of fitting the words on top of it. Right? Just, I call it speak singing. You're speak singing. You're singing the right pitch, but you're kind of speaking it. You're not sing singing. White in the moon, the white in the moon, the, like you can hear the tune there, but I call that speak singing. Right? Try and feel the thing. White in the moon, the long road lies away. Just feel that when you're singing as opposed to this. So dynamics, and then just feel more phrasing, okay? Beginning again. And it's in the music. Look at measure 5. Stu wrote the crescendo, right? You see it? It's above the soprano part. And then look at measure 8, the decrescendo. And then measure 9, the crescendo. And measure 11, the decrescendo. So it gets us feeling up. Right? That feeling of it's going, and then it's coming back. It's going, it's coming back. Okay?
So on the men's part, we've got quarter notes, and it's seeming like it's just being really bum, 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 bum.
So your job...
If you could... Tell us how you would like it to sound.
What I just said.
More, can you speak it?
Yeah.
Connect
it. Hangs
like that?
The hedge without a gust. Still the shadows. More connection from vowel to vowel to vowel to vowel to vowel. And remember the chord changes from the tour. Hangs, hedge, out, gust. Those are important notes, right? Because they're changing chords. So just think more. That gesture, put the words on that gesture instead of that gesture.
Yep.
Okay? All right. Can we stand up and do it one more time, please? Now, that might be too much information, so just to reiterate, think about more phrasing. Getting louder, getting softer. Getting louder, getting softer. Okay? One, two, three.
Why?
long road lies. Put an arrow going up on that note. You had it the first time. You just lost your confidence. You lost your confidence. Right there, please. White in the moon, white in the moon, white. Just go back to the same note you started. White in the moon, the long road lies. That's how it is, girls. One, two, ready, and.
White in the moon.
Sing louder. I said sing higher. I didn't say sing louder. I said sing higher. No, sing higher, not louder. Do not any soprano sing louder. That's one of the reasons you sing out of tune. It's just too pushy. Lighten up, lighten up, lighten up, lighten up. Okay? White in the moon, the long road lies. Just make sure that B natural is high. That's all. Two, three.
White in the moon, the
please, have a seat, everybody.
There's a tendency, and I was noticing it last week too, there's a tendency, so you're up here, soprano, and singing that very sort of light feeling. Almost like once you hit like that C, like that third space C, there's a feeling that, if you bring in some of this, it's going to sound better, it's going to sound bigger, and it doesn't. So you want, basically, especially when you're coming from high down to low, you don't ever want to bring this in. You want whatever, no matter how low it goes, keep that same like feeling. Don't bring that little bit of like chest voice in.
Yeah, you don't ever really want to have that sort of alto quality in your voice. No, I don't. I didn't even make a joke like that. It's just fact. It's just always, if you hear good tenors and good sopranos, like when they get down to like first space F or something, it's like and below, it's like too low. They're just air because it's just very light and light and light, and that's why there's sopranos and tenors. So don't bring in that kind of alto, chesty voice kind of thing. Hey, real quick, Conbrio, our friends at Conbrio will be doing their concert Friday, April 12th, and Sunday, April 14th. They always do a great job. It's at Christ the King Church in Old Lyme. You can look on their website or on they publish it pretty well. She's got signs, whatever, and there's that. And okay, talk to Diane or
no,
or Pat apparently. Okay, like oh, you got Capella Cantorum.
How much are
got
tickets?
It. Our other friends, Capella Cantorum. I don't know who's better, but Cabrillo Capella Cantorum. They're all friends. But they're doing their April 21st. That's obviously
it is gorgeous.
It's the Peacemakers, Jenkins, with the select singing of Lyme Lyman High School, Christine Picard, my alma mater, Lyme Lyman. My first job was Old Lyme. So that's April 21st, 3 o'clock, First Church of Christ in Saybrook. So see Pat for Capella Cantorum.
Double play. That's good.
Well, I know Pat because I'm going to be telling him to come to my concert in New Britain on the 21st. So Concorus 50th anniversary concert is that same day. Okay, so Light the Darkness. Please. And one of the things that's really hard, because it's always like 5 or 6 of you missing. So it's really like hard to know what your sound actually is. So we'll just kind of keep plugging away. Hopefully. I'm telling you, today, like, just about everyone's here, we're going to do a lot of stuff. Getting you a place to sit, and there's literally like 6 of you missing. Okay, Light the Darkness. Back to Dr. Beat. That wasn't that bad, was it?
No.
74, sorry. Can't see my eyes.
See my dear one, see my
four. I've been teaching 40 years and I just learned something.
Well, you had it faster and I said 74 and you said, oh, I got to slow it down. Well, you don't have to slow it down.
Yeah, wait
till Joel Snyder and Jane Puzzle can help. Anywho, the point tonight is for you to be much more aware of keeping tempo. That's the point. And if I get excited, I might even like, we'll do it at different tempos. We'll do it at 75, we'll do it at 92. 120, baby. Okay, let's try it at 75. Okay? Slower the song gets, the more you need to connect tissue. Connect the air to the vowel, to the vowel, to the vowel. The slower song is the more you need support and then connect. Sleep, my dear one, sleep, my love. One, two. Talk about it a little bit and do it again, put it away, because our goal tonight is just to review this, keep it in our brains. But the reason I stopped is one of the reasons you're always late is because there's two things you have to do before you make the first sound. You have to breathe in time so you come in time. You're breathing, you're starting one after one on Dr. B. You're starting late because you're breathing late. Okay? And then number two, look at the word sleep. SL takes a lot of time. So you have to make sure that you get that all out of the way before beat one. Sleep. So the rule is, like if I was to show you this old Robert Shawism coming at you here, you know, here's the beat, that's the vowel. So that SL has to come about right there. Sleep, my dear one, sleep. So the vowel itself is always on the beat, in this case, and the consonant has to be ahead of the beat. That's another one of those. If you haven't heard that, you should be like, oh, I never thought about that. That's every note you ever sing. The vowel is on the beat, or the SL. The SL has to get out of the way, okay? So one more time. Oh, and the other reason I had to stop for one any further. Good golly, Miss Molly, can you please look at me? Sleep my love off. A bunch of you are going, sleep my love. Cut off? Where's the cut off? Right up here. One, two, three. Be in time. Right note, right rhythm, right time.
Oh,
Yeah, lots of good stuff. Really, really nice. If you did it now, your moms and dads and your relatives would probably think that was really good. So good job. Good job. Good job. Okay? So well done. That's a good place to be. But yeah, yeah. Can I go through what I want and then address it? Hey, so number one, just getting back to the vocal thing, as sopranos, on the last two entrances of the piece, the last page, the last two lights, that's a perfect example. A lot of you should probably just have just very little sound there if you're singing soprano. You're just not pushing that sound. That's why for some of you, I think it can't be that low. But it is that low. Can you just play the last two soprano lines, please? The two last lights. Lord, Lord. So just trust it, okay? So a couple things. So this happens a lot. It happens, I'm going to use page 8 as an example. Every time you have this idea, light the darkness, you got to think eighth note, eighth rest. Light the darkness, light the darkness, light the darkness, light. Ness. Can everyone do this? Go. Ness, ness, light. Ready? Go.
Ness. Light.
Again, go.
Ness, light.
Every time. Light the darkness, light. Two, just do that. Ready? Speak.
Light the darkness, light.
Every time. And try and make it real. I'm scared to do this because it's actually a little artsy-fartsy thing. But if you could do it right, it'd be great. Light the darkness, light the darkness. Light the darkness. It's not a hard S. The rule of that is the consonant should never be louder than the sound you're making. So if you go, light the darkness, the S should be the volume level. Not light the darkness. It's just out of whack. So whatever consonant volume should be the same as the sound volume. I'm getting there too, right? So that happens on page 8. It happens on page 6. I guess that's light, light, light. Same principle though, right? Put that T on. And if you can't put the T on, fine, but get off the note. Light, light, light. Okay? Can everyone top page 6 where we just stop? Can you circle that comma? We need to make sure we take that breath. And then write in pencil, and it's not pencil, blood, the crescendo. Go, tenors, bottom of 6. Can you please, 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 really, the last two notes, really write, sing out. I know you were down 3 tonight, but that's to the war. That has to be very strong there. You were a little bit windy there. Yeah, pay more attention to the decrescendos. Ladies, very nice on 18 on page 4. That was great. That's you're better, more in time there. That was great. We have all these commas. It's the same principle. Top of 5. Tight, go. Tight, go. Off beat off. Altos, can you give me more bottom of 5? Last measure. I know it's mezzo piano, but it just needs to be mezzo more. Yeah, I have one other thing to say about Rick West.
End of measure 42 is another one of those darkness lights. When you're conducting, you kind of carry this into the light. You
don't light the darkness. No, take the cut off. So the other thing I'm going to say is it's just not going to be surprising. You got to sing more musically. You gotta sing more musically. I'll give you a perfect example. Sleep, my dear one, sleep. It's not sleep, my. You know, again, I use the word amateur choir in the best light, but amateur choirs will think high notes mean important notes. And look at that first line. The highest note is not important. It's beat 2 of the measure. It's the word my. Where you're asking your dear one to sleep. Sleep, my dear one, sleep, my love. So be more aware of what's important when you're singing. And then sopranos. Angels guard your sweet bed. Yeah, na, na. Just be more aware of, like, the music of it, not just the notes. Does that make sense? Okay? Just be more aware of, like, why does the composer choose the notes he or she chose? Fear not the darkness. Not fear the darkness. Fear not the darkness of love. So word stress, phrasing, crescendo decrescendo, and then let's do it again. Up we go. Nice job, though. Very nice. Very nice. You're probably only going to sing this song two more times before you perform it. Maybe three with concert week, right? So that's kind of why I'm sort of pushing to get squeeze some juice out of this tonight. Okay? One, two, three. Basses we're singing there, make sure you don't sing top of six. One, two, tensionatos, three, four. When I go like this, light. Give it to me. Ready? Hang.
Light.
Right? But not light. Light.
And don't change the vowel. I'm hearing light. Go ahead and change the
vowel. Ready? Hang.
Light.
Kiss it with beautiful lips.
Light.
I do. Put it away.
Ross,
yeah.
Can you play the bass at 30? We're cheating the C sharp way down in pitch. Like we're still in.
Oh, okay. So play bottom six, please. Emma, measure 30 and 31. A place in the choir, please. Good job, everybody. Thank you. All right, so we're going to do things a little funky here. We're going to go through the six refrains, and then go through the five verses, and then if we have time, put together. So the first refrain starts at measure 13. Okay, this is the first refrain. It's the unison one.
Oh, God's got a place.
One, two, three. Oh, sorry, Marcy, or maybe you, do you know what we're doing here?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? And.
Oh, God's got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing up.
You gotta pick the ten. You gotta find the harmony part. And some, can we please? Some just clap their hands, their paws, or anything they got. It's that harmony. When in doubt, sing that harmony I just sang. It happens like 10 times in this song. Hands, their paws, or anything they got. Me, 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 so fa 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 me. One more time. One and two and 13 and.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud in the telephone wire. And some just clap their hands, their paws, or anything they got.
So how you get it, tenors, is, can I have a G, please? And some do me, and some just clap their... You gotta hear that. Do me, and you'll get it, okay? One more time, please. We gotta go on. One and two and ready and.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. And some just clap their hands, their paws, or anything they got.
Awesome. Well, we're gonna have to go on. One. And you got it. But one more thing will help you as you end up on. Some sing on the telephone wire. And you gotta hear it. So do, war, and some, war, and some. Does that make sense what I'm saying? You're on wires of this is a D, and you gotta find a G above it and then the B. You will. I wouldn't overlook it. Okay, next one, please, is on measure 30, please. Measure 30. This is the second refrain. Measure 30. Middle page 5. Ready and.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. And some just clap their hands, their paws, or anything they got.
See what I mean? That harmony at the end is always the same, right? Go one more time. Same thing. Back three, and
all God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. And some just clap their hands, their paws, or anything they got.
Third one is measure 49, page 8. One and two.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. And some just clap their hands, their paws, or anything they got.
Good, awesome, cool. Any questions? I'd love not to get a breath between wire and hand. Some sing low and some sing out loud on the telephone wire. And some just clap their hands, their paws. Okay, can we do that one more time? Is it 49? Ready, and.
All the creatures have a place in the choir. Some sing low.
And some sing higher.
Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. And some just clap their hands, their balls, or anything they got.
Good. Next one is 66, top of page 10. One and two.
All the creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. And some just clap their hands, their paws, or anything they got.
Cool, cool. Next one is 83. Let me know if you're hearing anything. It sounds pretty good to me. 83. Ready, and.
All the creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing loud, some sing higher, some sing out loud, some sing higher. Some just clap their hands, or anything they got.
Some just clap their toes, or me clap their hands, their paws, or anything they got. That one changes, right? Could you, everyone but the Baba Black Sheep, top of... Let's do the guys once. 83, tenors and bass. Ready, and.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. And some just clap their hands, their paws, or anything they got.
Yeah, so just you're going too high on clap. Some just clap their, hands. So that one, put a little air going down on clap. Some just clap their hands. It's actually the tune, if you hear the tune. Some just clap their hands. No, some just clap their hands. You're singing the same note as the soprano. Some just clap their hands. Altos and the guy, bass and tenors, please. 83. Ready, and.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, and some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire, and some just clap their hands, their paws, for anything they got.
Okay, cool. Add the Baba Black Sheep. Pretty good, sopranos. By measure 85, you all knew you were doing the Baba Black Sheep. That was awesome. Extra points for those who figured it out at 83. Here we go. One, and start. What can I say?
It's the truth.
It's the truth. That's the truth. One and two and everyone 83.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, their paws, or anything they got.
So sopranos in this in 83, we do it again. Just this is really good one to get that. Just wide open, saying ah, up high, just ah, sigh. Really think about ah, high, sigh as you're saying, right? Don't try and place it up in that penthouse apartment up there, right? Just try and float through it, okay? You're getting the note fine, but it's just a little strained, right? Just more air, okay? Actually, we'll come back to that in a minute. Can we all go to the last one? This is let 102. And I'm going to change this. 102, just everybody sing the melody. 102. Everybody sing the melody. I mean, just write to sing melody and don't even work the part to sing the tune. The way we're going to add the violin and some other stuff will make it work. Okay? Oh, that's my favorite part of the song. 102. One and two and ready, go.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. And some just clap their hands, their paws, their hands, their jaws, their tails, their claws, or anything they got.
So everyone starts the melody in 102. Everyone starts the melody in 102. I know it sounds kind of...
I think we're going to be dropping a measure, though.
Oh, exactly right. First things first, we're all going to start singing to 102. And I know it sounds sparse, but when the violin and the other stuff we're going to do kicks in, it'll be fine. Michelle's question is because of that. Why don't we do this? We're going to start, everyone start singing the melody at 103. We'll cut the measure at 102.
Wow. Oh.
Basically, it doesn't matter. Sing the melody. Emma needs to be cued is all that really matters. Oh, okay? Sing from 102 or 103. We'll see if it comes out. I'll cue Emma at 10. I'll cue you at one, the last measure. Oh, God's creatures. Yes. No. Everyone sing the melody. Just sing the two. Don't even look at your music. Look at me. One and two and ready, sing.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing high. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. And some just clap their hands,
their paws, their hooves, their jaws, their tails, their claws, or anything they got.
Okay, go back to the beginning, please, measure 22.
You don't want to hold the loud before you do it.
Just sing the melody there. Yep. If it makes you yeah.
I get that.
Well, the soprano is singing and the turtle's up. And then you would have to go straight away. Are we all coming in straight away after 101?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Back to 22. So now we're going to do the reverse. We're going to do just the verses. We're going to do just the verses. Okay? Just the verses. This is verse one. Listen to the bass. One. And the hardest part of this is making sure you don't stop singing the tune when you're not singing. Listen to, you got to be singing. Listen to the bass. She's the one on the bottom. Whatever the words are. If you don't sing, listen to the bass, you're going to be late. It's going to be a mess. You've got to basically sing the whole tune. I used to play a game with my middle school kids. It's called Radio On, Radio Off. I was teaching them to keep thinking even though they weren't singing. So let's play real quick. Everyone, can I have a seat, please? Just look at me and go, how's the song start? All God's creatures, sing. When I go like this, that means Radio On. I want to hear you. Okay? Ready? Go.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Sing out loud on the telephone wire. Hands and paws or anything they got.
So if you had trouble doing that, you're part of the issue. They got to work on it. Because you're stopping the singing when the tune's going. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You're never going to catch all these little entrances unless you're singing the whole tune. Let's do it one more time. I thought that was fun. So this means radio on. All God's creatures got a... And this means you turn the radio off. The song's good. Do you get that, right? When you turn the sound down on the radio, the song's still going on the radio. Okay. One and two and ready, go.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. I don't sing out loud on the telephone. Hands and paws or anything.
There you go. It's called audiating. You have to keep audiating. And if you're sitting there going, like, what the hell is that crazy guy doing? I'm not the problem. That's all I'm going to say about it. Here we go. Measure 22. Listen to this. One and two and ready, go.
Listen to the bass.
Listen to the bass. Do me so. Ready? And.
Listen to the bass.
It's the one at the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans and the pelican croaks and the bulldog just goes moo.
Ah, we're gonna do it. Moo. Ah, okay. But Tanner, you should be singing it, right? It's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus. Mark it there, you should be singing that. So middle of page 4, measure 22. Okay? You're still looking lost. Are we good?
Okay.
Okay, one more time. Listen to the bass. One and two and ready. And.
Listen to the bass.
It's the one at the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans and the pelican too and the old cow just goes boo.
Good, do one more time. time with the tenors on board. That's good. We went from F to C. Now let's go to A. One and two. So let's make sure there's two things to do. Number one, you got to do the words more so you fit the words in. It's just the tune. And number two, make sure you realize you go to two parts that moans and groans. Hippopotamus moans and groans in the big tattoo. And the old cow just goes moo. It's just the melody. Okay? One and two and bass. 22, everybody. And
listen to the bass.
It's the one at the bottom where the frog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans in the big tattoo. And the old cow just goes moo.
Bravo. Next one is on pit measure 41. Thanks for sticking with me. What I'm doing is I want you to see, I want you to line up apples and oranges together, right? Like the refrains, how they're different, but they're the same. The verses, they're different, but they're the same. 41. Sopranos and altos, one and two, and ready, and.
The dogs and the cats, they take up the middle where the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles.
The donkey brays and the pony neighs and the old gray badger sighs.
I think what happened was you didn't mark this when we went over. Top of page 7, it should be all tenors and basses. The donkey brays. You should all be singing the alto part there. The donkey brays. One more time. 41, pick up. One and two and ready and four.
The dogs and the cats, they take up the middle where the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles.
The donkey brays and the pony.
Ladies, you don't sing that.
The old gray badger.
Thank you. I just want to make sure you heard me. I wasn't yelling, I swear. Okay, 58.
Wait, I wasn't
here
that week.
What is it,
the
final stop? We don't do
the
grace.
We don't
do the final one. Yep. Yep. Okay, thank you.
Fiddle.
Yeah, so here
we go, ladies. 58, this is the tough one
for you. Two, ladies, and.
Listen to the top.
Second sopranos alone. Ready? And. We're singing second soprano. Okay, one more time. Ready? And. Second sopranos at everything. Just sing what you just sang. If you look at the first sopranos, they have stepwise motion, E to D to C. You just have that C C G. So don't let them throw you off when you hear that motion in their voice. Sing what you just sang. One, other, ready, and.
Listen to the top with the little birds.
Not every. That's what I just said, right? Because if you look, if you're not looking at music, you're going to see E, D, C, and you're going to do that. You're going to do C, B, G. And you got to go everything. Okay? Well, one more time. I'm going to have to move on for now. Nice job. Got some improvement. Ready? And.
Listen to the top with the little birds singing and the melodies and the high notes ringing and the moon out cries over everything.
Can we do the next one, which is 75? Thanks, folks. We're almost there with this. Everyone, 75, the fourth verse. Ready? In general, you got to hear that do mi so. That's got to hear the deep. Ready? And.
Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day, and the rhythm of the heart sings on its way, and the other hasn't got much to say, and the porcupine talks to himself.
Bravo, nice job. You got the idea. That's exactly right. Do one more time. On his way. Good. One more time. Ready, and.
Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day, and the blue of heart sings. And he's on his way, and the other hasn't got much to say, and the porcupine talks to himself.
Now, man, one thing to make sure, it's Otter. Otter, 8.25. On his way, and the otter had not otter. Right, just ignore that rhythm. The last one is 93. Thanks. This is the one that's really got to do that radio on, radio off. It's a simple song, a little one sung everywhere by the ox and the fox and the grizzly. You got to really just assume you're all singing all the tune. Can everyone sing for right now, everything? For right now, sing the tune. So everyone's going to sing by the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear, the dopey alligator and the hawk above, the sly old weasel and the turtle dove. One, and two, and ready, and.
It's a simple song, a little one sung everywhere by the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear and the dopey alligator and the hawk above and the sly old weasel and the turtle dove.
That's what it's got to sound like, get it? Do it one more time, just like that. One, and two, and ready.
It's a simple song, a little one sung everywhere by the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear and the goatee alligator and the hog above. The sky, old weasel and the turtle
down. Now on your own part. Two, ready.
It's a simple song, a little one sung everywhere by the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear.
Because I'm an easy grader. It just needs to come in time. You're just late, going to your part. One more time. Actually, is there like a 95 or like a 96? I'm feeling all that. Hey, come on. I'm sitting here going like, thank God I can praise the soprano. Give it on. Fair enough. I was looking for a moment to say, good job, soprano. Oh, here we go, please, from It's a Simple Song, one and.
It's a simple song, a little one sung everywhere by the ox and the fox
and the grizzly bear.
The dopey alligator.
Now just have fun. There was a lot. We'll just come back to the next one. Let's just see if we can put all the rest. One and two and Emma B. And.
Hippopotamus.
and the old gray badger's fire.
Refrain number three.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low.
And some sing higher.
Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. And some just let their hands, their paws, or anything they got.
Stay there. Get ready for the next page nine. Plus one note. Can we speak, please? Oh, pale, pale now. One and two and ready. And.
Oh, pale, pale now. Those rosy lips I have kissed fondly.
So that's fondly. Oh, pale, pale now. Those rosy lips I have kissed fondly. And more close gray, the sparkling glance. Fondly. Fondly. Say that.
Fondly.
Again.
Fondly.
Again.
Fondly.
Oh, God. Got very much. Okay. Hey, and can you just be... So we rehearsed harder than last time, 20 minutes, and we've been here an hour, and I need like at least another 20 minutes of real good intelligence. Right? So things like, oh, pale, pale now, those rosy lips, I connect that S. I have to have kissed a fondly and close for AI, whatever we're doing. A, the sparkling glance, that glance, that. So try and connect those. Don't speak things. Let me say 2 more seconds about that. One, there's a couple of differences between speaking and singing. But what you want to think about is you're sustaining a specific pitch, we play an A, you're sustaining that note on a vowel for a certain amount of time. And that's singing as opposed to speaking. We don't speak like that. We don't go, you say, Tor, how are you? So you got to understand it. So it's just you're sustaining pitch for a specific length of time. So this really hurts us on words like lips, eye, kiss, say, because you tend to go kiss, kiss, instead of kiss, say, fawn. Lips, eye. You wouldn't go lips. You wouldn't go lips. You have beautiful lips. You'd say you have beautiful lips. So you got just somehow a light bulb go on where you understand singing's different than talking. That's what I mean by speak singing. You're singing the right pitch, but you're not sustaining the sound. Okay, on the vowel. All right, so speak it one more time and just try and get the right rhythm, but also pronounce the words correctly. All pale, ready, and.
Oh, pale now, those rosy lips.
See, that S is all over the place. There's like at least six of you putting that S wherever the hell you feel like. How do you. Pale now, those rosy lips I at. Lips I at. One and two, again, and.
Oh, pale now, those rosy lips I at.
Over here. There's people over here not holding the vowel. Lips up, lips up. I got one more time. And at some point, I'll just have to give in, because I don't want to beat you up, and I don't want you to feel miserable, but you should do it right. So where's that balance? I guess it's a matter of who's going to give up first, me or you. Okay? Probably going to be me. One, and two, and ready, and go.
Oh, pale now, those rosy lips I have to kiss, they fondly and close, for I the sparkling glance that dwelt on me so kindly, and holding now in silent dust that part.
Right there, silent dust of that, dust of that, dust of that. Okay? And again, if you just are disciplined with it over time, it'll just be a habit. Right now, you have bad habits, and you need to get good habits. In my experience, there are only two kinds of habits, bad habits and good habits. There are very few neutral habits. Right? So just really, if I stay on you, I'm not trying to beat you up. I'm just trying to show you what you're supposed to do. Okay? And you're still not getting that rhythm. That heart dwelt on me, say kindly. Kindly, not kindly, and not kindly, it's kindly. Okay, can we please go back to the Yvonne and sing the ladies first, please? Oh, pale, pale now, voice first, please. Oh, pale, pale now, those rosy lips, open up your head there, ladies. One and two, ladies, and go. And yell at him. All the ladies, ready? All the guys, up the octave. Everyone, ready, go. Good, good against sopranos. Better, now just refine it. Don't. Just. Ready, one more time, everybody, and go. Sopranos and silent dust. Play it for once. Ready and go. And by by the way, dear, I would not sing. Dear Lee, I just sing. Dele, not dear. If you put that R in there, you close that E. That love me, Dele. Just yell it out. Ladies, together, please, again. Let's get them to lead into it. No, I got to move on. Can we take the guys, please? The guys from 13 plus one note. They'll fill now. One and two and ready and.
Oh, fill, fill now the rosy lips I have. They kiss and bow on me and close for I the sparkling glass that well the tears they hide me. And holding now in silent dust that love that now revealed me, but still.
You sound great, and you got the part for the most part really good. What's the thing I'm always getting about? Try not to just
boop, boop, boop.
Lighten up more beautiful. Don't sing louder. In a way, it's no different than them. Right? Don't sing louder because it sounds rough and out of tune. Sing a little bit just more beautiful. Think beautiful, not louder. Don't show me you got the part. Right? Just light. Basses, can we take it from top 15, still within my bosom? Ready, bass alone, and I'm particularly interested in bosom's chord. Ready, and.
Still within my bosom.
Oh, right there, I circled that. Still within my bosom. You're going to want to go for the melody.
Still within my bosom's core. Still within my bosom's core shall live my island man.
Right? Guys, right there, still within my bosom's core. Ready, and.
Still within my bosom's core shall live my heart and man.
Tenors and basses together, tenors and basses together. Ready, and.
But still within my bosom's core shall live my heart and man.
Bravo, everybody, please. From pick up to page 13. And just start by yelling out the voice. You sing it like you're trying not to screw up. You're trying not to sound bad. Too much anxiety about it. Just, I saw to sing. You sing about five or six notes higher than that when you do warm-ups. It's just, you put in the music and it freaks you out. Just open up and just open it up and see what happens. Ready? Okay, okay now. Ready and go! He's the choir director at UConn, and we're really good buds, and Michelle and I grew up teaching together. And anyways, we did a special thing for his dad's 100th birthday on Sunday. So there's a bunch of Ledyard alumni where I taught, a bunch of UConn people where he sings, and we did like a whole concert for his dad's 100th, like Groton gave him a proclamation, the State Assembly gave him a proclamation. And the point of it all is Jamie has this habit of when he wants more sound, his eyes get bigger. So we got to the end of Bridge Over Troubled Water, and he gave us, and this was in the rehearsal of the concert, and he gave us the last note, which is a loud thing, and his eyes got bigger, and then they got bigger again. And I turned to the person next to me after, I go, ooh, we got the double eyes. I mean, so when we get to that last chord, oh my sweet Highland Mary, you're going to get the eyes. And you gotta get bigger. Ready? When I give you that second thrust, it's got to thrust. Oh my sweet Highland Mary, one and two, last entrance, and.
Oh my sweet Highland Mary.
two, and ready, and go.
Oh, my sweetheart, the
let's do this. Can we go to this is the day the Lord has made. We'll come to next week. Because we need to really spend some work on that. And we can start. So we're going to do this one time. Why don't we stand, please? Yeah. Yes, we're missing another week next week. And the week after that, we got four rehearsals of the concert, so people got to get their shite together. Okay, so let's go through it once, please. Please bring that out. Please remember that has to come out. I think everybody except the bass is getting, the bass is kind of getting. Okay? But whenever you have that part, please bring that out. Okay? Remember, this is the day the Lord has made. That's the first tune, so bring that out. And when you're just going, that's not as important. Right? Bring out the tunes is what I'm saying. Now, tone-wise, can you just please just, will you take both your hands up, and can you just hold your hands like this? Okay, now hold your hands like this. That's how you need to sing. You sing like this. And you sing like that. So just, as you're singing this time, just feel like you know, like you're all Kate Middleton, right? I'm not going to say anything else about Kate Middleton right now. Okay, but just much more. We triumph in the name. Much more like your royalty when you're singing. So the sound gets more kind of like classical. Okay? Just keep that. Alto, very, very good. I just need like more alto color. It's like a bright color. So if you can just kind of, we triumph in the name of the Lord. Just trying to be more space. You know, try and play around like getting like more alto color. Yes, in general, she said like an opera singer. In general, when I tell my high school kids, sing like an opera singer, they almost always sing better. Because there's a stereotype in there. And I don't have time tonight, maybe I will next week. But I just play, when I conduct festivals, one of the first things I do is I'll tell them, okay, sing like a fourth grader. And they go, three blind mice. And I say, sing like a middle school kid. And they'll have an image in their head. Right? And okay, now sing like an opera singer. That's how you want to sing classical music. Right? So just much more like haughty. Junior child. I don't know junior child's voice left anymore. Okay? So just different tone, color, basis. Don't get, oh, this is the day the Lord has made. And I'm not exaggerating that much. This is the day the Lord has made. Just more, it's like beautiful, it's more vowels and less. I know my part, I'm singing my part, I'm going to sing it loud. Okay? I'm trying to get more of the right notes, and then we're good. Up we go! You got a lot of them. You got a lot of them.
Some of them are in the right places, too.
75, 80% of the time, you were right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We triumph in the name of the Lord our God.
obviously no good. So I'm going to cut off 5 or 10 minutes just to kind of go through some of those parts next time.
Yeah.
You know, just to make sure you're more comfortable. Okay, so boys, get out of here. Thank you. Ladies, move to the middle. Hula room. Yeah. So gentlemen, if you could just make it. Ladies, just move to the middle here. Thank you, everybody.
Right there, ish, say that.
Okay, write down the pitch, please. And if you say the words wrong, we'll get the words. I'm just trying to get the pitches tonight. Ish, 1, 2, 3. That should be a crescendo, right? Going out one more time. Good. Awesome. You getting it? Second's getting it? Okay. Sounds good. I mean, but I hear a lot from you. So just, okay. One more. Go back and do this whole part, please. This is from all the way back to top 5. This is the first verse. I wish I were on yonder hill. There I'd sit. That's it. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3. Tis there and hold the word sit. Start from tis there and hold on the word sit. 1, 2, 3.
Tis there I
sit. Don't be surprised by that one harmony. You go on this time. 2, 3.
Tis there I sit and cry my fill.
So you just have that one harmony note. Tis there I sit and the word and is unison soprano. Okay? Back to top, page 5, I wish I were, piano part please, a 1 and a 2 and a 3.
I wish I were on yonder hill, tis there I sit and cry my fill, and every tear would turn on me.
3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Without the T. That's how you say it, O-G-G-U-S. August, shul, go Q. Say Q-n. Say Cupid.
Q-n.
Cupid.
Q-n.
Shul, go Q-n. Ready, speak.
Shul, go Q-n.
Shul, go Dorus.
Shul, go Dorus.
August.
Elilom.
Ish. Ishkaje.
Ishkaje.
Tumavor nislam.
Tumavor nislam.
We tried harmonies there on Shul. This is measure 38. It's the same harmonies. It's actually a very simple song once you hear the harmonies, right? It's very effective, though. So here we go. Try 38. We're 12/8, by the way. So just there's 4 dotted quarter notes in each measure. So that dotted half note on Shul is actually 2 beats. Shul, 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 room. The dotted quarter is actually acting as the beat here. Here we go, pitch. 2, 38, and. Get the words in your mouth. Shul, shul, shularun. Just do that much. Speak. And.
Shul, shul,
Do it in rhythm. Do it in rhythm. Do it in rhythm. Ready? And.
Shul,
listen. Shul go sakor all go shul. Ready? Two in rhythm. Speak.
Shul go
sakor all go shul. Go q. Shul go q. Shul go dorus in rhythm. Speak. So, a couple things. If you want pronunciations in the beginning, if you want to practice on your own a little bit, and feel free to correct me if I did anything wrong, because I did look at it, but I'm sort of going off memory now, and I don't speak Gaelic. Okay. Second thing is, what I do in something like this is with my pencil, like that's why I said Cupid, because I would write in my music Cupid. Then you remember it's Q. Get it? Mm-hmm. So come up with sort of an American word for any words like August, August, August. Just write the word August there without the T. And I didn't make that up. He said that in the beginning. So so with your pencils, if you're having trouble with a word, try and come up with an American word that will remind you how to say it. Could we speak it one more time, please? 38. And Emma's going to play the piano part, please. 38. 1, 2, speak, and.
Shoo,
shoo, shoo, shoo, shoo, shoo, back to 38 and do it on ooze. On ooze. Voice parts. Two slower and. Audience of Gaelic speaking people. No one's gonna know the difference. Get the right damn note. Here we go, please. 38, out second soprano, 2, 3, and. And the words, please. 1, 2, 3, and.
Shoo, 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 sho
you go back 38, you're on the words, please. And you're making it a ballad. It's not a ballad. So it's got to be shul, shul, shula, on 38 with piano part. 1, 2, 3, 4. Nice job, ladies. Put down part, please. Emma. I wish I... 1, 2, 3.
I wish I were on yonder hill to bear my tears and cry my pills. And every tear would turn from it.
1, 2, 3. First page where it says rhythmically with a Celtic lilt. Yeah, I know, right? Rhythmically with a Celtic lilt. Here's 108. Please, if you would, Miss Emma. 1, 2, ready, and. Stop. Stop. Get it? Just like the second part, right?
Yep.
Just like the second part. So that's the refrain, that's the same thing. You go to the very beginning, please. This is slow. Pitch, please. 3, 4. Sopranos. So it's much slower because it's in a retard tempo, right? It's not shoo go kun kyu. Yeah.
Also, that first August, the August and the Gus are even beats, and the rest it's all August.
Shoo go soccer, August shoo. Thank you. Thank you. 2 8 notes there. Thank you. Okay. One more thing. Can you please go to. Look at page 10 for a minute. And realize that refrain, so it's the exact same thing. And look at middle of 11. That's the exact same thing, the refrain. Okay? And then it changed, just we'll look at 12, middle of the page, molto rallentando, so it's big slowdown. And then let's now just do the coda. The coda is the ending, so let's do the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 measures. And at soprano 2, you should mark where you go down to alto part. See that?
Yep.
Where soprano 2s and altos are on the lower line.
Start there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just what's written.
Okay.
See where we just measure the left?
Right here.
See where it says soprano 1s and it says soprano 2s and altos on the lower line? Okay. Here we go. Soprano 1 start and 1, 2. more time, just the last two measures. Ready, and. Good, good. So, Alto, is it still a little, you're having a little trouble finding the D consistently, which is like the first off, for example, and that's throughout the song, so maybe on your own, just do a little work getting that, because I don't know, it's just, you're just being very tentative on that D every time. It's the same harmony pretty much through the whole song. So now you know everything except page 9. Can we just sing through page 9 so you hear it once, and then we'll run the piece and go home, okay? So this is the second, this is the verse, but with three parts instead of two parts. 1, 2, 3. The beginning and the end are slow. Everything else has to have this kind of moving along. You're saying, come, 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 my love. Quickly come to me. Swift, softly move. Come to the door and away we'll flee. And safe forever, my darling will be. So you say, come, 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 my love. Quickly, quickly. Come to the door and away we'll flee. And safe forever, my darling may be. So the song can't be a ballad. It's like, come on, let's go. Hey, John, Joey, let's go. Okay? Ready, Emma?
Yeah.
3, 4. There's a violin here.
Okay,
and No, no, say no to the second soprano. Can't play D, please. Let's go right back. Okay. Soprano one starts, please, and go. No, that's it. Play D. That note. Sing that note. Ba da ba ba da ba. Ready? Distribute. Go. Ishka ah. Go.
Ishka.
Going on. Ready? Piano part. And. Thank you very much, everybody. Good job. Thanks, Emma. By the way, I am the world.
Thank you, sir.
Hello.
Oh, wow.
I got one.
Oh, okay.